Good morning. You're listening to Super Talk Saturday Mornings with Christy Slaughter on WFHG 92.9. I'm on location here at Merge. Merge is a new vertically integrated industrial hemp company. I am joined with my special guest, Howard Broadfoot and Russell Leonard. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for giving us this beautiful tour here in Sullivan County, Tennessee. Talk to us a little bit about when Merge began and what the concept is and what you're doing here in Tennessee.
Okay, so Merge is, as you mentioned, a vertically integrated industrial hemp complex. We've been studying the industrial hemp business for about a year now. We have assets of a farm that were basically underutilized, and we're developed the notion to plant industrial hemp here. After the passage of the Farm Bill in December of 2018, we petitioned the state of Tennessee for a license to grow, which was granted. And we're planting today, and we hope to be finished planting in the next couple of weeks, and we'll harvest a crop in the fall.
So this is the first planting that you all are doing today. How exciting has this been for you folks to have something that you're passionate about and then watching it? Basically, we're here today on the ground floor getting ready and being able to put in this labor of love, and then hopefully it will be a blessing to a lot of people. So talk to me about that.
Well, as Howard said, I've been studying, and we've been studying this for over a year now, and to see us at this point today is a tremendous day. And it's so exciting to be here, to be planting, and to know that come October, we will be harvesting this planting and be well on our way into a burgeoning industry that is just exploding within our nation. It has so many uses. It's so good for your body. It has so many positive benefits that it's going to be so good for this region from an agricultural standpoint. It's just so exciting, and it's good to be starting.
Now, what happens once you cultivate the plant? What's the process for the production to where it gets to the end user?
Well, Christy, that's a great question. In fact, we're learning it as we go to some extent. The crop has been grown on the West Coast, California, Oregon, Colorado for the last few years, and we've learned a lot from what they've done there, but obviously the climate's different, the type of plants are different, so we're learning a little bit as we go, but for sure we know we're planting today. It's about a 120-day crop. It takes about 120 days to flower. At that point, we'll harvest the crop, we'll dry it, much like a tobacco plant, and then we'll being vertically integrated, we'll extract the oil that's in the plant. And again, it can be used for many things. It can be used from pet products to lotions and creams to taking it orally. And as Russell said, I think the benefits to the body we're just scratching the surface on what we can do with that.
I don't have much experience with CBD oils or anything like that, but I had talked to a couple physicians about CBD oil, and surprisingly, a lot of physicians, even mainstream medical doctors, are using it as an integrated treatment for all sorts of types of conditions. One of the doctors that I was talking to about CBD oil, he said you really need to make sure that you are getting a CBD oil that comes from the plant that was actually grown to be used as CBD oil, because he said sometimes a lot of companies are growing hemp for clothing or something like that and then extracting the oil, and then you're getting a product that could potentially not be great for the body.
Right, and you know, one way around that, and the way we're using, is we use a clone or clipping off of a plant that's a known plant. So we're planting seedlings today and this week and next week that are genetically identical to a plant that's been grown before, that we know exactly what the outcome is going to be. We manage that with through the genetics of the plant. So we know that the plant we're growing is first of all legal. We know that it's a high concentration of CBD. We know that that plant provides the benefits that we expect to derive at the end. We know that when we put it in the ground, that's what we're going to get. Because again, it's genetically identical to a plant that was grown last year or a previous year.
So we got to see some of the plant seedlings today. Did you purchase the plant seedlings, or how did that come to fruition?
Yeah, you know, seedling really is probably not the right term because it didn't come from a seed. It came from a mother plant. So we call it a clone, and that's what the term is used in the industry. But, yeah, we purchased those from a person that, again, that's been in the industry for some period of time, much longer than us for sure. And, you know, our expectation as we move forward, we'll have our own cloning genetic abilities with the farm. And we'll have our own strains, right? We'll have things that we know grow very well here in East Tennessee. We'll have things that we know, we'll have plants that we know will give us the exact benefit that we want.
When you're thinking about growing a hemp plant, what kind of conditions, you mentioned some other places in the country that they're growing, what kind of conditions does this particular type of plant like? And how much will the plants have to be babied, let's say, to get them to October?
Yeah.
I think it is very similar to tobacco, so that's why this region of the country is very good for hemp. It grows very well in Kentucky, it grows very well in North Carolina, so it's going to grow very well here in Tennessee as well.
Yeah, certainly the plants we're planting are a very hardy plant. I think, you know, clearly, you know, we don't control Mother Nature, and if we were to have a flooding situation or a hailstorm, it's going to take its toll on the plants. But generally, it's like growing anything else. As long as we have, you know, the weather we expect, we're going to get the outcome we expect.
Okay, Russell, you have been involved in lots of different businesses and industries here locally. Why did you decide that this was going to be your next business venture?
Well, again, I've been studying it for over a year, and this was a traditional cattle farm, and with the passage of the Farm Bill, I felt we needed to do was reduce our herd count and try a different approach to farming, and augment a reduced herd count with cattle. And just, again, try a different type of farming. And again, with a burgeoning CBD market, this is, in baseball analogy, the hemp CBD market is, we're in the top of the second inning of a 9-inning game. And so this is the right time to be in this industry.
How many acres are you planting with this first planting?
You know, Krista, we have been approved to grow 187 acres, which would be a huge farm. This year, we're planting just over 20 acres. So we'll have a pretty substantial crop. I would say we're definitely one of the larger growers in the state of Tennessee. Now, there's farms out west that grow hundreds of acres. But it's a different kind of hemp. It's more for the textile market that you mentioned earlier. This is specific for the oil market. So it'll be a different, like I said, a different plant. And 20 acres is a significant size farm.
So you got permission from the state to do this. What are the legal, let's say, requirements, protocol from the time that it's planted to when it goes into production, to the time that you get the oil and then you sell that to your vendors or your, how does that come to play? Is there a lot of,
Chris, that's a great question.
I don't know how to say it politically correct, but is there a lot that goes
when you came into the farm, you know, and you can see just here, there's cameras everywhere, right? So we're required to have security on the farm that we wouldn't have had with cows or corn. You know, anytime we move a plant from either the original, the clone grower to here, or from here to our extraction facility, we have to get a permit from the state to let them know that we're moving hemp plants. We've contacted the local law enforcement, the local district attorney. They're aware that we're growing here. The plant looks very similar to an illegal plant, but we wanted them to know, right, that this plant is legal. We're fully legal within the state of Tennessee, and that you know, we invite them to come out and look and see what we're doing.
The other thing to you know, you have to do a lot of testing with this plant as well. You know, you have to do soil testing. You know, there's a lot of confusion with this plant as well. Let's get that on the record here as well. You know, this does not have the THC, the amount of THC in it that it is confused with the other plant. This is not marijuana. This is hemp. you could smoke this whole field and not get high. And it is not marijuana, it is hemp. This plant could be used for fiber to make rope. This plant could be used to make clothing. This plant that we're making will be used to make CBD oil, but it is a versatile plant that remediates the soil. It cleans the air. It does so many more things than just CBD oil.
We're so careful here. We expect to be certified organic, which again, if you talk to your physicians, that's something to look for. This isn't what you find at a convenience store, right? That's called CBD oil. We're managing from soil to cell. So we're managing the soil, we're managing the plant, we're managing the extraction, we're managing the process to put into an end product that when you go and purchase it, you can be very assured that you're getting what the label says.
Now, because this is a new venture, this is the first planting or crop, have you already, I'm sure, in your business plan, figured out kind of what your key market is going to be? And how much do you think you'll be able to produce as far as CBD oil with the amount that you're planting?
Well, that's a multi-part question. I'll start with the end, I guess. How much do we think we can get from the planting? An acre of ground has about 1,000 plants. They're planted spaced apart much further than a corn or cotton or a traditional plant, because they grow to be a very big plant. We're told, and we expect the mother plants that we use to produce the clones provide about a pound of extractable flour for each plant, and of that pound, about 10% is oil. So, it's just a math at that point. We're getting about a tenth of a pound per plant, about 1,000 plants per acre, about 20 acres. I mean, it's before you know it, the law of big numbers comes in, and we have a lot of oil. So, again, that oil is basically sold by the gram. So it's cut with other oils, maybe grapeseed oil or coconut oil, depending on what the application is for. It could be in a lotion or a cream or a sunscreen, but generally the pure CBD, a very small amount goes a long way.
Have you all, now you don't have to answer this, but my show is a little bit more personal. I'm curious, do you all know of anyone who's had positive benefits from CBD oil?
Yes, my wife personally takes it. We have also given it to our dogs. We're dog lovers, and we have big dogs, and they're old, and they have a lot of inflammation problems, and we've given it to our dogs, and we've seen a noticeable difference in our animals, and we've got friends who've used it, and we've heard some positive things from them, so yes.
I would say, we're told this is a $20 billion market. You don't have $20 billion markets of things that don't work. So I would say both Russell and I have attended trade shows, and we've attended events where consultants, physicians speak about the benefits of the plant. There's just too much anecdotal evidence to say it's not working.
And as we are getting older every day,
speak for yourself, Christy. Christy, I'm.
We're looking for alternatives. I think most people who would say that what we currently have a lot in the pharmaceutical industry is not working for everyone and has a lot of side effects. I know we're here in an area where there's a massive opioid crisis, and we're looking for something that has health benefits along with some of the natural anti-inflammatories and pain relief.
Well, yeah, I think so. I think that what we do know is that the FDA will begin at some point in time diving in deeper to the CBD market, and I think that's a good thing, because I think there are people in the industry that are not truly above board with what they're doing in this industry. And I think that's a good thing, because I think some people need to be taken out of the industry. Our approach will be to do things 100% above board, do it right, to be the best that we can possibly be, and to produce the best product that we possibly can. And I think we will do that. Both, we're gonna test our own product before we even send it out to the third party testers. And we're going to have the ability to extract for other growers. So that'll be an additional revenue stream for us. We'll not only extract for ourselves, but we'll extract for others. My hope is one day that we'll also be able to test for others. So we'll be able to hopefully have an independent test lab for others. So,
extremely exciting. How has the community taken this information? Have people been pretty supportive about
the— Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of buzz in the media, you know, just like we're talking today. I don't think there's been any negative publicity. I mean, most people hear, you know, their grandmother or their dog or their cousin took it, or they take it themselves, and they've derived a benefit from it. So I think, you know, they're generally, it's been very positive and supportive. You know, I think, you know, again, local law enforcement has, you know, that was appreciative that we let them know what we're doing here. But I think, you know, it's been, you know, overall very positive.
Is there anything else before I let you all go? Because I know you're super busy. Again, we're here on location at MURD here in Sullivan County, Tennessee. You're busy planting these beautiful plants. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners before I let you go today?
Yeah, I think just that, you know, when you see the MURD label, when you see our brand, you're going to know you're getting the highest possible quality of CBD product that's available. If it doesn't meet our expectations, we're not going to sell it. So I think again, you can be very assured that when you buy our product, you're getting the best you can get, and it's East Tennessee grown.
Yeah, I would echo that. It's not going to go from our facility if it's not top notch. We're proud of it, and we want to make East Tennessee, Southwest Virginia proud, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you all so much for being with me. Come October, when you have the crop harvested, we'll do this again, and we'll revisit this beautiful spring and this important day. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. This is your host, Christy Slaughter, on Super Talk Saturday Mornings, WFHG 92.9.